decree and declare. It's not easy, I know. But it is a choice. A choice that you have to make. And the bottom line is, you just have to try. You have to try. Hatred and love cannot dwell in the same heart. Lastly, we must also learn to forgive ourselves. We must learn to forgive ourselves. No, this is good. Better than that patty cake. We can't preach grace. We can't preach forgiveness to the world and not offer it to those who have offended us. Preachers of righteousness, we can't herald and live and flow in our anointing and preach that God's forgiven our sins, and we can't forgive those who trespassed against us. Unforgiveness is sin, and it messes up the conscience. How many of you have found that sin messes with your conscience? If you're a child of God and you sin, now if you're a pig, if you're unregenerated, a pig falls into the mud and they wallow. A sheep falls into the mud and they struggle. Your struggle is evidence of your sheepness. It ain't easy, but it messes with your conscience. Paul says, there's something going on. When I would do good, evil is present. There's a war in my members. There's something that harasses me. Let me take you back to David one last time. After David committed adultery, and then after David murdered the husband to cover up his sin, God sent a prophet by the name of Nathan to confront David. And said, David, there was a man that had one little lamb, a ewe lamb. And somebody that had plenty and many came and took the one little, I mean, just painted this picture. David is hot. David is fire hot. David is hot. David says, and Nathan said, what should happen to the man? Kill him. Should die. Nathan said, you the man. You who I'm talking to. Confronted with his sin now, then the Bible says something powerful, and God pardoned his sin. The conviction and the repentance that David demonstrated, he had been forgiven. He says, David, your sin has been forgiven you. But David, knowing he was forgiven, still was hurting. He lost his joy. He knew that sin, that situation was resolved, but he himself had lost his joy. So Psalm 51 is written in response to the confrontation with Nathan and the forgiving of David's sin. David had been forgiven. He had prayed, God, blot out my transgressions, forgive me, cleanse me, then I'll teach transgressors. But then he says something that is so powerful for you while you lie on this couch. He says this, Psalm 51 and 8. He says, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. What does that mean, Bishop? What's happening here? His sins were forgiven, but his conscience was a mess. And there's so many people who are living right now with a messed up conscience. You're on your way to heaven. Your past has been forgiven, but you're dealing with the pain of your past. The psalm appears, this psalm 51, because David wanted his conscience to stop condemning him for his past sins. So because of an issue that we have with certain people sometimes, our conscience, we say we've forgiven them, and when we said it, God forgave us. But our conscience is still bothered. It still does something to us. When they walk in the room, we still feel some kind of way. When we hear the name, we feel some kind of way. When we think about what we did in the relationship, we feel some kind of way. If God has forgiven you, walk in the forgiveness that God has given you. Learn how to forgive yourself. Yes, you made that decision. Yes, you participated in it. Yes, it was a joint error. Yes, you weren't the only, he wasn't the only one. She wasn't the only one that messed up. You got a mess up. There are two sides to every story. There's your side, his side. You contributed to it together. That's why you cannot stay together. Watch this. David simply couldn't forgive himself. And so he was enduring the penalty of holding on to unforgiveness, and unforgiveness directed toward himself that caused him to lose his joy. Joy comes when we forgive ourselves. Amen. Say this with me, I forgive me. Some of you are seated next to and sitting with someone who you need to demonstrate this forgiveness that I'm talking about tonight to. Some of you are purposely on the opposite side of the church room tonight because you can't forgive somebody that's in the house. Some people will never set foot back in this building because they have not forgiven you and they don't want to be confronted with you. Some folk will not enter into this building because they still have a guilty conscience as to what they did to you, even though God has forgiven them. And this was David's state. Are you listening to me? Just lay there because I'm closing. How soon can this joy come? How soon? Psalm 138:3. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me. Strengthen me with strength in my soul. You strengthened me the day when I cried unto you. The day when I cried, the very day I cried, you answered me. Let me help you, Psalm 79:8. Remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us. You know what that means? The Hebrew word for speedily here means send your mercy to us quickly, even now. So when you ask, it'll come even now. When we confess unforgiveness and present and repent of this tormenting evil, we can wake up each morning. And this is what many of you need to do. You need to learn how to be at peace. My little grandson taught me this lesson. We've had him this week at our house, and my wife will tell you every morning, this little boy wakes up talking like he's having a conversation with 35 people, rolls over, sits there, grins and laughs, is just happy. If there's one thing I couldn't stand back in the day was a morning person. But this little boy has no worries. We feed him, we clothe him, we bathe him, we take care of him. Every time he whimpers, we grab him. Every time he cries, we come suddenly, we come quickly. Every time he cries, we come quickly, we come suddenly, like the Father does to us. And he wants for nothing, and he's happy. You know why he's happy? He's happy because of what God even promises us. You got to see the faithfulness of God. Lamentations 3:22, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Every morning, new mercies I see. God has a truckload of benefits for those who are at peace with him, who don't worry about anything, who's forgiven folk, who's released folk. If you're free, you can get up and face tomorrow. You can face the challenges of the day. When you're free, you don't mind Tuesdays on the way, Wednesdays on the day. When you're free, you don't live for the week. When you're free, you live to get up every day so you can let your light so shine before men that others might see your good works and glorify the Father.
Thank you for listening to the Potter's House International Ministry radio broadcast. If you enjoyed today's message, please call us here at the Potter's House or order the CD or DVD today. Bishop McLaughlin is impacting the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he covers over 100 pastors and leaders through Covenant Fellowship. For more information on the Potter's House Bishop McLaughlin Covenant Fellowship or this awesome message, please call the church at 904-695-0181 or visit us at our website at www.potters-house.org, or you can connect with our social networks. You can follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Just type in PHIM Jax. If you're in the Jacksonville area, we invite you to come and visit. We're located at 5119 Normandy Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida, 32205. And feel free to email our bishop at bishopvaughn@aol.com. The Potter's House International Ministries, modeling ministry in this new millennium.
The new Praise 107.9 W300CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach, the ultimate gospel experience.
From the law offices of Christine A. Michelle, Praise 107.9 Studios. No need to fear what comes after an accident or tickets when you can call attorney Christine A. Michelle, 356-7343 or cmichellelaw.com.
Life's thrown many punches, trying hard to knock me out. It's hard, but I'm fighting. Can't let my faith waver now. Change don't always feel good,
but I know that it's
for me. As long as I keep standing, you give me the victory. You will never leave me. You will never leave me nor forsake me, no.
Stand on your every word.
girl with me.
When my friends forsake me, my mama and daddy couldn't do it. I can call on you, Lord. You've been right there.
Girl with me.
You've been right there through it all.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, till you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck.
I feel this one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the
Hallelujah.
Wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you wanna be happy?
If you're tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Won't he do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain. Leave you.
Jesus knows just how you feel.
Yes,
sir. Just let him take the wheel. The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
Took a long time, but I'm ready.
I just want to be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you want to be happy?
Yes. Pull over. Let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
We're heading to the promised land. Don't let us get there before you.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Ultimate Gospel Experience, the new Praise 107.9.
Hey! to hide me. For if these will hold their peace, then the very rocks
will cry out for me.
Put those hands together, cause you don't.
Everybody get ready. It's an evening with the Power Up with Pastor Terry. This is your chance to not only listen to the Power Up, you can come be a part of the show.
Saturday, July 28th, the Power Up live on stage at Abyssinia Baptist Church featuring Corinne Harshall.
Just like listening to the show on the radio, but only live on stage. So it'll be lots of live music featuring Corinne Harthorn and the Abyssinia Baptist Church Mass Choir and many more.
And just like when I go live on Facebook, y'all ask me all these questions and talk all the noise you want to, you can do that. And guess what? We will be giving away prizes all in one night.
We will be there and we are inviting you. Tickets are only $15 and on sale right now at praise1079.com or at our studios in the Salem Center.
So I trust them at all times.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. Try to break me, try to take me out,
but I got Jesus on my side.
Felt so bad I thought I would die.
But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life.
And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting.
I need a whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses.
Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Oh, you do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that. The greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know.
Only do it,
only do it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
It's your boy Kev on stage, and I want to congratulate my man, comedian A-Train, for joining the Power Up Morning Show with Pastor Terry and Brittany on Praise 107.9.
Power Up with Pastor Terry.
Tried. I've been hurting with pain inside. I've had trouble on every hand. So many days I could barely stand. My hands got tired of holding on. Felt like I just could not go on. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. There've been times when I could not see. I had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there've been times when I felt alone. I've had to walk some lonely roads, but every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me. No. Times every now and then I wanted to throw the towel in. Didn't want to cry, didn't want to pray. Throw my hands in the air, just walk away. God never left me, never let me go. His grace and mercy always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Oh, God kept me.
God has kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
God kept me.
God has kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
Sometimes I'll stray away.
God has kept me.
time I almost let more. God has kept me.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
All things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant praise remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead.
We want to tell you we love you. We sing this song to you, Jesus. We want to tell you you're our everything. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, because you first loved us. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
brothers, 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 make some noise. Brothers, 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 this is what you're gonna do. One, two, three.
Ultimate adrenaline rush.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. And no, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that.
But I just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with you. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just who I am.
And next time on the Willie Moore Jr. Show, it is Friday. Yes, sir. So you get to shout out your church. Also, empowerment coach Sherry Riley will be in the building. We'll be finding out who won Holy Grounds, Cardi Cortez or Ruth Lantra. And a surprise guest for top three. Tune in next time on the Willie Moore Jr. Show.
Ride home with the Willie Moore Jr. Show on Praise 107.9.